Catherine Montero, and today I'm going to invite you to use a tinfoil hat because we are going to talk about really crazy theories. So, as you know, because I told you in my last podcast episode, that today I got my hydrology test. And I was studying the influence of the planets to the hydrology objects, not objects like bodies, like lakes, oceans, lagoons, rivers, etc. And suddenly I was wondering, like, first of all, I have to say that in the test came the question that that I should like develop and say something about Jupiter, and I can't believe that the only thing that I said it was the fifth planet of the solar system. And you will not believe how simple that answer was compared to what I'm about to tell you right now. So, I think you already know how the Earth moves around the Sun and how the Earth moves around its own axis. So, the reason of that movement is because a long, long time ago there was this Big Bang and there this big explosion, and somehow all of these particles started going around and created the Sun, and somehow created this centripetal force in all of these big rocks that somehow became planets and somehow brought life in them. So the only thing, I mean, every year all these planets and satellites, do you say satellites? Just let me search. I almost searched every word that I didn't know how to say it in English. Yeah, so satellites. So, I mean, what I was saying, so the movement and the satellites and the planets are moving around the Sun because of that explosion, and that is why they are rotating. So they have been rotating the same way since the beginning, and the thing that is happening, that movement has like a centrifugal force that it's making that every planet be further away every year. So in a couple of centuries the Earth will be taking the place, but maybe be as far as Mars it is right now in a few centuries or thousands of years, I mean, or millenniums and stuff. But the thing is that every year every planet is moving away from the Sun, and that's the truth. So it came to mind at that very moment that I was studying all the planets, the why are we trying to go to Mars if Mars will be even further in a few years? So let's just think about why are we going to Mars if Mars in a few centuries, I mean, today you couldn't like find any trouble. For example, like the weather is okay, you can control certain stuff, and you can do certain climate changes to make it welcoming planet for us. But what will happen in a few years? I mean, we're not going just for the holidays. We're studying a new planet in the hopes of jumping over there and live there forever happily after. But why are we doing that jump if Mars will be further away, and maybe that means that their climate conditions will be worse because solar radiation will be less and less every time, so we're going to die of cold if we go there. Like, maybe not us, but maybe in our 10th generation from now on. So wouldn't be like the most maybe not the most, but a smarter decision to go to Venus, because Venus in a couple of millenniums will be as far as the sun as we are today. So maybe Venus in a couple of millenniums will have the climate conditions, or at least the radiation, the solar radiation, as we have right now, like that exact same percentage. But as I was thinking about this crazy theory, like, why don't we go to Venus, I started researching like the conditions of Venus, and it was so crazy because it seems like it has this deep and not deep, dense layer that doesn't allow to our telescopes to see what is underneath. So they have sent something over there a few years ago, and they found like it's a kind of hostile soil. It's a kind of hostile soil, but what they found, and that what kept me like thinking this is some really crazy stuff, and that made me think a lot of crazy stuff, was the fact that actually Venus has a lot of carbon dioxide, or dioxide carbon. Let me see. Carbon dioxide. So it doesn't only have a dense layer of something that is kind of protecting but also blocking the view for us to study it, but it also has a lot of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Well, I'm trying to use the same words that we use here, but I don't know if that would be the name of atmosphere, because atmosphere has a certain and determine length from the soil to the sky, so I don't know, but just follow me on here. So Venus has the exact same conditions that we are trying to run away from. It will be so crazy to think that we already left Venus. I mean, we already been there, and it wasn't as we ruined it, and then we jumped to the Earth, and that is why the next convenient step is just go further, to go to Mars, because we already ruined the Earth, we already ruined it here. So we already made the same mistakes, because I mean, I guess the dense layer that it doesn't allow us to really study from the outside the Venus planet is the same thing that we are trying to create right now to protect, because we already ruined the ozone layer here. And it's just crazy that we are going to go to another planet and maybe we are going to ruin that too, because I mean, carbon dioxide. I mean, what are the chances? It's crazy to think that maybe, just maybe, we already been in Venus and we already left it so we can start life on Earth. Now we are going to try to left Earth to go to Mars. I mean, if you think about it, it's not too crazy. But I don't know. And that's the thing that I wanted to share for you today. I know this is not a normal way of thinking, but I just had to throw it away and share that with you, because it kept me thinking a while, and I lost like 30 minutes of study time because I was thinking about these theories. So yeah, my test, I think it was great. They didn't ask me about Venus though, they only asked me about Jupiter. And I gave a really simple answer to the Jupiter question. And the funniest thing is that when I logged into my Twitter, I saw a picture where Jupiter was the biggest planet and the Earth was so minuscule, and I was like, why didn't I say that in the test? But if they have only asked me about Venus, oh boy, I had a lot to say about Venus. But okay, that's it from today. I swear this is not a side effect of the vaccine. This is just me thinking like I'm more away from the fact that I need these facts to study and to understand my current weather. It's just about me creating these relationships and all of the knowledge that the university has given me. And yeah, okay, that's it for today. I hope that you liked this podcast episode, and I hope that you already took off your or take away, or I don't know how you say that, you are not wearing your tinfoil hat anymore, and I hope that God allows us to see each other very, very soon. Ciao.